Morning, it's February 28, the day in 1983 when the final episode of MASH went to air in the US. Goodbye, Farewell, Amen became the most watched TV show of all time, attracting 77% of the audience.
Look, I know how tough it is for you to say goodbye, so I'll say it. Maybe you're right, maybe we will see each other again, but just in case we don't, I want you to know how much you meant to me.
And in 1984, Michael Jackson won a record 8 awards at the Grammys.
When something like this happens, you want those who are very dear to you up here with you. I'd like to ask for my sister, LaToya and Janet, please come up.
February 28 birthdays, Australian singer, songwriter and jingle writer Mike Brady is 70. He had this hit as a member of the two-man band.
Up there, Cassandra.
Andretti, the first racing driver to claim championships in both Formula One and Indy cars, is 78.
I would like to do Formula One someday. And he said to me, he said, Mario, he says, whenever you think you're ready, call me. Best day of my life.
B-52 singer Cindy Wilson is 61 today. And former federal Labor leader, now political commentator, Mark Latham is 57.
Trying to shout people down, rude gestures, close down democratic debate. It's shameful.
Finally, today is the anniversary of the death of one of Australia's great rockers, Billy Thorpe. The 60s icon was 60 when he died on this day in 2007.
Most people I know think that I'm crazy.
There's some of the events and birthdays of February 28.